الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وأنتم الأعلون إن كنتم مؤمنين. وقال تعالى: وقل جاء الحق وزهق الباطل إن الباطل كان زهوقا. With regard to the theme of the madrasa, Allah reward our brothers who prepared this beautiful theme, that Allah Ta'ala has not forsaken us, the ummah. It is we must come onto the deen properly. With that, with the first ayat, Allah Ta'ala promises us in the Quran Sharif the words of Allah which are 100% true. The sky can come on the ground and the ground can go to the sky, but Allah's words can never change, and the meaning and the promises of Allah will never change. So it is a simple solution. Allah says, وَأَنْتُمُ الْعَالُونَ, and you will be the most high, most respected, most honorable. All your desires will be fulfilled. Everything will be granted to you in this dunya, in qabr, akhirat. The condition is, in kuntum mu'mineen, if you are believers. And not just the word believer, in the hadith sharif it comes, that سَيَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانِ, a time will come upon people, لَا يَبْقَى بِنَ الْإِسْلَامِ إِلَّا إِسْمُ, nothing will remain of Islam but the name of Islam. Inside will be no Islam, it will be just the name. So that is what we have to remedy. Outwardly, how many of us, mashallah, kurta, beard, amama, everything according to sunnah. But let us look in our heart. Is the love of the kuffar in the heart, their lifestyle, their sports, their education systems, their way of holidaying, all those things, is that in our heart? That is what is required. Outwardly, we are making namaz, salat also. But inside our namaz, everyone knows himself. Balil insanu ala nafsihi basira. Allah, kalamullah is kalamullah. Allah says, every human, he knows exactly what he is in. So our namaz, where is our heart? From Allahu Akbar till Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Did we think that we are in the obedience of Allah? Or in namaz, are we in some sports stadium? In namaz, are we some other place? Where are we in our namaz? The greatness of Allah, did it come in us? That is what is required. The reality of Iman and Islam, not just superficial faith. Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali used to give this beautiful example, and it's only an example. When we give this example, some of our friends think that we agree with this. We don't agree. Not at all. It's just an example. Maulana should say that if you put Coke on the table, Coca-Cola, and don't even look at Coca-Cola, besides the deeny implications for your health, for your economy, it is a complete destructive thing. So anyway, if somebody puts the bottle there but has spilled black vinegar inside, there isn't Coke, he's playing a prank on you, he's playing a fool, or he wants to make a fool out of you. So you are desirous, you enjoy your Coke, you pour it in a glass, and the first sip you take, you spit it out. You are expecting the taste of Coke, and you are getting black vinegar there. So if people are looking at our outside, that these are the ambassadors of Islam, these are the people who got the lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But when we interact with them, how many marriages? A husband says, I married this girl, I thought it's Maulana's daughter. I didn't expect this yet. How many a girl gets married and she says, I thought I'm marrying a Maulana. I didn't know I'm marrying a beast. I'm marrying a monster. These are the things. So our inside has to correspond. We do that, Allah's promise is standing all the time, وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ. In the next ayat, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقِّ. When the haq comes, زَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ. Batil just vanishes. And the very nature of batil is, إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. Batil can never stand in front of haq. When the muazzin normally comes to the masjid fajr time, it's dark. He's normally the first person. And he doesn't have to give a big lecture to the darkness. Darkness, I don't like you. I can't see what's happening. Get out from here. He doesn't come, has to come with bombs and AK-47s and all artillery, etc. to bomb the darkness away. He doesn't have to give big, big bayans, long, long bayans. All he does, he puts one switch on. And the minute the light comes, the bath is gone. Where it's gone, not even in thin air. It's vanished. You don't know where it's gone. It's gone. That is how batil, wallah, all this kufr in the world, which unfortunately me and you are impressed with the kufr of the kuffar, their universities, their lifestyle, everything of theirs. Just put the light of Islam on and this will vanish immediately. It can't stay. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came with the truth, batil was so strong. At the Kaaba Sharif, 360 idols put in the Kaaba, but all vanished completely. The batil has to, the haq has to come. And for that is our cry, that we are not standing up for the haq. We are keeping quiet. We are submitting to the system of the kuffar. We are submitting to the system of batil and crying, oh Lord, zulam on the Muslims. What's happening? It's going to happen. If we don't stand up for the haq, the batil will overpower. The haq has to come and everything. Allah Tabarak's system and sunnah is very, very clear as how Allah Ta'ala deals with people. Remember that Allah has got no family ties. And Allah has got no friendship relationships with anyone. The Bani Israel in their time, they were the chosen people of Allah. But how Allah Ta'ala punished them so severely, changed them into pigs and changed them into monkeys when they disobeyed Allah. Though they were the chosen ones of Allah, the children of Anbiya, great Anbiya, Allah dealt with them like that. And we are no exception. What is happening now in the world? We are Ummat-e-Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but our actions are full of kuffar. And our actions, our hearts are filled with the kuffar ways. There are sports which perhaps alim is not today immune of the sports, which pious person is not immune with the lifestyle of the kuffar. It has permeated us, it's gone into us. Then Allah's system is clear. It works like that. We have to come right. So we see that if our iman and Islamic conditions are good and correct, then no matter who we are, you can be the poorest, we can be very ill-educated, but if we have got iman and Islam, then Allah Ta'ala sends good conditions. That has been always. Quran proves it, history proves it, logically it is proved also. And if our iman and Islamic conditions are not correct, Allah sends adverse conditions. Now we don't look at our outward condition. Inna Allah la yanzuru ila suwarikum. Allah doesn't see your outward form. Walakin yanzuru ila qulubikum. Allah looks what is in your heart. Each one of us, as I was saying, balil insanu ala nafsihi basira. He knows very well what his condition is. He can walau alqa ma'adira. He can put a beautiful sunnat front. Woman can be in abaya and can be a niqabi, everything. But what is in the heart? That is what counts. So see what we are inside. With that Allah Ta'ala deals with us. Not our false front of the outfit. Alhamdulillah, shukr, make lot shukr. There was a time when there weren't even the kurtas. Beard was not there. A topi was not there, forget amama. Today make shukr. But we can't stop just at the outside. Let it come inside the heart. That is what is required. So whether they come, and then Allah sends those conditions, whether by natural causes, like earthquakes come, floods, droughts, etc., or by the hands of men themselves, the enemies, whether it is Muslims or non-Muslims. Allah Ta'ala says clearly, قُلْ هُوَ الْقَادِرِ عَلَىٰ أَن يَبْعَثَ عَلَيْكُمْ عَذَابًا مِّن فَوْقِكُمْ. Allah has got full power that He can send His azab from on top of you, أَوْ مِن تَحْتِ أَرْجُلِكُمْ, or from beneath you. Earthquakes, floods, water will gush up from the bottom. Anything. أَوْ يَلْبِسَكُمْ شِيَعًا, or He can give your clothes. In other words, He can make your life that all differences. All we say, we are ulama fighting with one another. People are fighting. In the house they are fighting. Politically they are fighting. Everywhere. This fighting, Allah creates it. Allah puts it as an azab for us. It isn't just that they are fighting and that. It is from Allah. Allah says clearly, O yalbisakum shia, He can put the clothes of differences on you. In other words, you will be totally involved in fighting with one another all the time. All this is our deeds. It isn't just happening. Jaise karni, waise bharni. Na maane to karke de, jannat bhi hai, jahannam bhi hai. Na maane to marke de. Kama tadino, tudano. As you do, you will get. So it is a clear thing. O yudhika, ba'adakum, ba'asabad. Or Allah will let you taste the punishment and the hurt and the injury one another. You will even become violent with one another. You will fight with one another. Allah will make that happen when we disobey Allah. You obey Allah, in ahsantum, ahsantum li anfusikum. If you do good, it is just for yourself. Allah doesn't benefit. Nobody else. All good you do is for. Wa in asa'tum falaha. And if you do wrong, you suffer the consequences. It is upon you. So we have to come right. Unzur kayfa nusarrifu al-ayat. See what the Quran Sharif, don't take it like a comic strip, na'uzu billah. Some cartoons, Quran, see what it has got. Allah says, kadhalika nusarrifu al-ayat. We, over and different ways we are explaining to you. La'allakum. لَعَلَّكُمْ يَفْقَهُونَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَفْقَهُونَ, so that you can understand. In dunya mein teri akal kya kar gayi, deen mein wo kaha mar gayi. In dunya, what and what have an insan done? They are flying in the air, submarines below the ground. They can see in the ground whether there is gold or what is there. But in a deen, why don't our minds work? Why don't our minds work as far as deen is? Can't we see the simple thing? Your outside is so beautiful, sunnah, and your inside, kuffar. The two things, how can they mix? They can't bring in iman and Islam in the heart also. The Quran Sharif explains it fully, and this is collaborated by historical events also. Quran from beginning to end explains it. And in the history also, we see, for example, right in the time of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, there were the battles of Siffin and the battle of Jamal. So what was it? It was renegating or misunderstandings. Then further on, when the battle of Karbala, which is such a painful instance in our lives till today. Then going on further, when the Tatars invaded the Muslim countries, Iraq, Genghis Khan, and what? Look at the little history of that time. Unbelievable. Such a condition that one or a lady of the Genghis Khan, not a military lady, ordinary, she should tell the military of the Muslims, I haven't got my sword to slaughter you now. Wait for me, I'm coming back. They didn't have that amount of courage to run away. They didn't have that amount of courage to say a word. They waited, and she came and slaughtered all of them. This is how low the Muslims went. And many other what happened to the Muslims? All when they made zulam and they disobeyed Allah Ta'ala. Masjids were there. Masajiduhum amira. Beautiful masjids were there all the time. Wa kharabun anil huda. No system of hidayat in the masjid. Just the outside beautiful masjid. So we have to see. Then came the humiliating expulsion of Muslims from Spain. The highest Muslims went in the worldly matters, as far as worldly knowledge, science and that is concerned, was in Spain. And the hardest Muslim ummah fell was in Spain. When it took them out from there, it happened to be the first day of April. Until today, me and you, we play fools with one another on April's Fool's Day. What we are doing? Our humiliation, our disgrace, our suffering, we are celebrating it today. When, because that was the first day, they chased the Muslims out from Spain, made South America their dumping ground and other places, and they told them, you get out from here, you be fool. It was the first. They painted their faces black, polished their faces black, and told them, you get out from here, from the land of Sham, from the land of great honor. They were all dumped and put away. And today when we, so much we have gone away from our deen, that we play with one another fools on April Fool's Day. We don't realize we are celebrating our humiliation. We are proud that I suffered on this day. That is where we have reached, and we expect Allah's help. Come to know our deen. What our deen is giving us. Who we are. Who are we? The kuntum khayra ummatin. Allah says you are the best, but on condition. And ukhrijat linnas. We are not for ourselves. We are not to build our homes and make investments and go for half a million rand holiday overseas and build and having jacuzzis and having swimming pools. No. Ukhrijat linnas. You are here for not lil muslimin, not lil mu'mineen, linnas. We have to work in peace. Today the thing is they working on us. They working on our children, as Mufti Saab explained. Girls taken to the church by our people. How are they working? Our ulama going to their churches, praying amongst crosses. We were supposed to bring them to deen, and we are going in their way. So when this is the condition, what can we expect then? In Spain, one time I gave a talk of this type. In Lusaka, a professor of the university came to me after that and he asked me, Maulana, you heard this nursery rhyme, Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. I said, the small children, we should also learn it. We also used to say, he said, you know the meaning. I said, the outward words, that's what we understand. He said, what it means? They gave Islam the stupid name of Humpty Dumpty. That is what they call the Muslims and Islam. That this stupid people, Humpty Dumpty, set on a high wall. In Spain, dunya-wise, they reached the highest height. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall, and Humpty Dumpty fell from there in Spain. And today, till now, this moment, Masjid Cordoba in Cordoba, there are about 7-8 cathedrals made in that masjid. Such a big masjid. Not one church, 7-8 cathedrals. You are not allowed to make sajda in that place, which was a big masjid where Muslims had reached. And till now at this moment, you are not allowed to make sajda. Till recently, you could not enter there with a topi also. That they have relaxed. And so this is where we had fallen. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's men and horses cannot put Humpty Dumpty together again. According to them, which is wrong, they say the Muslims can never rise again. We have dropped them right down, they will never rise. And they smack us in the face. Where in South America, at a railway station, other places, they got the tiles which was in Masjid Cordoba, La Ghaliba Illallah, that we believe Allah is the most powerful, Allah is the highest, Allah is the strongest. They say, what happened to your people? Yeah, you are now here in South America. Where is your La Ghaliba Illallah? La Ghaliba Illallah is there on its praise, 100%. We have changed. We have taken out Islam from us. We bring Islam and we'll see La Ghaliba Illallah in the whole world. Not only Spain and South America, but it depends on you and me. not just to keep quiet about the truth, not to pass it off, but to stand for the truth. Not to be on the truth only, to stand for the truth. To be prepared to give our lives for the truth. That is when this will happen. And that is what the Sahaba and the great people of the past did. Islam flourished in the world. The British and other colonial powers then invading the ruling over the Muslims in the world. When the British started in the 16th, 17th century, and they colonized the whole world, and then the kuffar set, and they, like from a plate, this goes to Portugal, this goes to France, this goes to England, and they, all the Muslim lands, they distributed among themselves, and made us fool, put Muslim rulers as puppets, or there as the government, but they are and they were just doing the work of the kuffar all the time. And that is what, and then in the 100 years ago about, they abolished the Khilafat-e-Usmani. And now there is no Khilafat left, whereas Islam, Khilafat is synonymous with Islam. And there is no Khilafat in the world today. At this time, one great responsible added his responsibility, particularly on the ulama of the world, all the students who have graduated, is that we do the work of the Khilafat. But we, the ulama, also very sadly, in our hearts is the sports, lifestyle of the kuffar, siding with the kuffar, their education system. We making our children, sending them to universities. Whereas all, they should be coming to our Darul Ulooms. They should be going out in Jamaat, but we following their way. So Allah Ta'ala, time is already gone out, but this is what is the necessity of the time, that we all stand up for the truth, and every individual, don't leave it on the Tabligh Jamaat. Don't leave it to the Darul Ulooms and to the Ulama. Every Muslim, man and woman, child and old person is responsible for Islam. It is my Islam. And I must stand up for my Islam. And the Islam, don't change the name. By name changing, nothing changes. The Islam of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ma ana alayhi wa ashabi. Not the Islam from the United Nations or the White House. Not Islam of on TV and YouTubes. Not Islam of interfaith. Not Islam of man and woman mixing freely. They're not that modernist Islam. Islam of taraktukum alal bayda, layluha kanahariha. I left you on a clear, clear path. There is no ambiguity. That Islam which we all know. Don't make it that we don't know. We know what is that. We today call it orthodox Islam. We today call it that Islam which is too strict and too hard. That is the Islam that is going to be asked in the Qabr. If we are going with our modernist Islam in the Qabr, we will be smitten with all the punishments there. We will need that Islam of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدِهِ تَدَوْا وَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنَّمَا هُمْ فِي شِقَاقٍ. Bring Iman like the Sahaba brought Iman. So that, and today what we say, just exactly as what they said, أَنُؤْمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ السُّفَهَا. We must bring Iman like the stupid people. نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. To bring Iman in the correct way, that is the true Islam. So Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Little bit then of the history and the madrasa, it was established about for a number of years. Allah Ta'ala gave tawfiq and this madrasa was established, and it is run on the sunnah system of mashura. We have got a mashura or shura committee, and the shura committee meets every year. Last year also, this year also, yesterday we met, and the matters of the madrasa are decided by a whole group of ulama, mashallah, from around the country. And matters are put forward. And then every Monday morning, internal matters of the madrasa are decided by another shura committee for local matters, for the day-to-day running of the madrasa. So that is how the madrasa is run. It isn't just run by one person or anything. It is a whole shura running. There are so many, 7 courses the madrasa has got. Then we have got the number of students that are graduating, that have graduated, and the number of present students. MashaAllah, we have got our Darul Ifta, and this year about 300 questions were answered by the Darul Ifta. And then the Tarbiyat, the cheering of the students, which is more important than their education. The education is of vital importance, the academic aspect. But the akhlaq, their character, we pay attention to that. But what Allah wants, that happens. Students are so immersed in the Western way of life. The cell phone has destroyed us, not only in the madrasas or anywhere, wherever it can be, the cell phone, where it can be used for so much good, it is being used for so much of evil. So anyway, that effort also we make. Students go in tabligh and jamaat also. And the tazkiyah and nafs, which is the important thing, which we added to our tarana after Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali came. And as you might have noticed, the last two stanzas of our tarana now is about tazkiyah and nafs and making connection with Allah Ta'ala. If all we learn and we haven't connected to Allah, then what did we learn? The whole object, kunu rabbaniyin, we have to become Allah wala, rabbaniyin, bima kuntum tuallimun al-kitab, wa bima kuntum tadrusun. All this dars and tadris, ta'alim and ta'allum, learning and teaching, is so that we become rabbani. And if we don't become rabbani, we haven't completed our course. Mal iman, mal ihsan, mal islam. And the third question is also in the hadith, mal ihsan, an ta'bud Allah ka'annaka tarah, to develop that connection with Allah as though you are seeing Allah in front of us. We made fajr, we'll be making zuhr inshallah. Each one thing, my namaz from Allahu Akbar, Allah, you are the greatest, your command is the greatest. Oh Allah, I only believe in you. I only believe in your command. We are saying it and our mind is nowhere for that. Our mind is in dunya all the time. Six times in our every rakat, we are saying Allahu Akbar. But no thought of Allah. No thought of the greatness of Allah. So that is required. That tarbiyat is required. Then we have MashaAllah, madrasa does work as far as da'wah is concerned amongst the local people, indigenous people, and makatib also run in different areas. There are 11 makatib and about 200 learners. Then we have masjids, musallas, and madrasa started now a few years ago. We have got a branch in Zanzibar also, and mashallah, that is also going very well. And those ulama of the madrasa who are involved there, Allah reward them for all their efforts. Then also, projects are taken handled by the madrasa for the alleviation and of the poverty and welfare projects around the. Then we have our publication department, where various books, textbooks for the madrasa, etc. We have got about 386 students from about 43 countries. This is only by the fazl of Allah. Where Medina Sharif, where South Africa, far away. But Allah made this, that all our Darul Ulooms in the country, for students from around the world, the Russian embassy approached the South African government and asked them, what's happening in your country? You're not a Muslim country. Why are all the students from around the world coming to your country to learn Islam? If they want to learn Islam, they must go to Saudi Arabia. They must go to Egypt. Why are they coming to South Africa? So this is, their eyes are watching all the time. We not appreciating. What a big ni'mat Allah has given us. And Allah reward our ustad. Since a few years, they are going to various countries, meeting with our old students, what work they are doing, encouraging them, what difficulties they are facing, and what wonderful work, by your support, by your du'as, is carrying on around the world. How Allah has made the people from the world come to South Africa, learning here and going throughout the world. Where Kyrgyzstan? Places, names which we didn't use here, Kazakhstan, all these great centers of Islam, Today those students are coming here. And when they explain, one student is gone home now to get married. He says, I can't have Islamic system of wedding. Everyone just wants all music and intermingling, videoing and all the wrong things. So Allah Pak has made us, let us appreciate this great ni'mah and let us stand shoulder to shoulder and bear and take this responsibility, and we all together make Islam spread in the world. Today, Alhamdulillah, Allah has chosen South Africa. Allah reward Haji Bhai Fadia Rahmatullah Ali, what his efforts also were, and the dreams people saw, the attention of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam to South Africa here. And today with this, we see the reality of the students that we saw now, how many students have graduated. Inshallah, they will go. And also the ustads who go and meet them, they say, we have seen those students who even failed, and they repeated their years, they struggled, but today they're doing great, great work in their place. Allah Ta'ala explains, accepts inshallah. The madrasa project, because it's growing, the building projects are also growing, and different aspects are taken upon. One is particularly our library, which has become far too small. Anyone who wishes to take part in this can donate towards the madrasa, contact the office, and see where we can make our share in this, in that way also. But our greatest share is to stand up for deen. Not just to give our money or just to say a few words of encouragement, but to stand up for deen. Then the ustads who have passed away, quite a few ustads have passed away. It's our duty to look after the families also. And that is also Allah's fazl that He gives us tawfiq. So whoever wants to take part in that aspect is also welcome. Qurbani was a thing also which was not today. Alhamdulillah, Qurbani has become alive. At that time, madrasa took up the responsibility of having Qurbani done. We're still carrying on, though today, mashallah, a lot of people are doing their Qurbani. The finances, alhamdulillah, Allah Pak's fazl, they are coming in. We have got not a single collector on the road. And Allah sends all the money. And the financial, our books are audited also. For bona fide people, they are welcome to come and see and scrutinize the financial reports, which are audited also. Anyone who is a bona fide person is welcome to come and check. My visitors have come to the madrasa continuously. We have a jamaat now of Makkah Sharif here also with us. And then we cannot make enough shukr to Allah for all the various the ni'mat of Allah. We know how bad we are, how filthy, dirty and sinful. But Allah's fazl and karam, and how Allah Ta'ala purifies and cleanses the madrasa and keeps it going all the time on the correct line. So we are very, very thankful and make shukr to Allah. Then who Allah Ta'ala has used, many people who have donated, make work, their houses, plots, etc. to the madrasa. People who are sponsoring an ustad, who are sponsoring students. Ladies who are also all the time, they support the madrasa in all various ways. So may Allah reward them all tremendously. May Allah Ta'ala make this madrasa, all the madaris and everyone and everything associated to it, a means to acquire His pleasure. O Allah, please accept this humble effort and produce such ulama forever from here, and who will serve your deen throughout the world till the day of Qiyamah. O Allah, accept all this, forgive and overlook our shortcomings, errors and omissions. May Allah accept from everyone. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdi jayir.